Hi there, Brandon. Brandon, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that you do work for the fire department. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Yeah, I hear you. Any day above dirt and vertical, though, can't be all that bad. But, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, but you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers, even when we don't know who to call when we need a service. We're going to Google it, right? I mean, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just jump on our smartphone, maybe we turn on our computer and do a quick search for the service that we need. So your potential customers, people right there in your own backyard, you know, someone who needs maybe a septic repair or, you know, maybe some grading or something like that, resloping, whatever someone needs, if it's a service you want to be found for, our job would be to make sure that your business pops up on that first page. Now, Tara said you've got a friend building a website for you. Do you know about how long it'll be before that website is active and able to be promoted online?
No, not really. I don't know how it all works.
Well, you know, any website only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And the reason that I bring that up, of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons to call you. So it sounds like the website your friend's working on and no rush to get that done. We would do a website for you at no additional cost, just as a placeholder. One-page micro-website, still conversion-driven, user-friendly, Google-compliant, photos of the services before and after that you provide and things like that, testimonials of your satisfied clients. Our clients do quite well even with a landing page because it's on the first page where people can see it. A lot of business owners spend thousands of dollars and many months to get a website going, but unless it's got the right off-page optimization, meaning unless it's linked to the content that the search engine search for, that website ends up buried on, you know, the second or the 22nd page, and most people don't go past the first page. So our job would be to create the content that Google wants to see, all of it talking about your services and your service area, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, etc., almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important. And that content is what Google will see, reinforcing the fact that you do provide these services in the area, which makes Google feel comfortable and confident enough to put you on the first page where people can find you on their own and call you. Now, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but a steady stream of phone calls coming to you will allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, maybe the septic system repairs. It is a flat rate, month to month, no contract, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. With the reduced pricing, you know, falls into the first responder slash veteran discount. That's the biggest discount we offer to the public. We try to make it affordable for you, especially since you're, you know, working that other job. It seems like you still have time to do a couple of extra jobs here and there. And with the reduced price, you're looking at $199 a month as an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees, Brandon. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. There's no third party involved. We'll just create the content necessary for people to find you on their own and call you directly. Now, of course, they'll be calling you already knowing and seeing a website, either the one that we'll build in the meantime or the one your friend's working on when it's done. They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, and by the time they decide to call you, they're hoping you answer the phone. They're hoping you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And like I said, you can pick and choose the jobs that are going to fit into your schedule and be the most profitable for you. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Being that it is a flat rate of $199 a month, is that something that you would want for your business at this point, that first page placement and a few more phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that'd definitely be, because right now, I've been doing just a little bit on the Angie's List stuff.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Yeah, but the only thing that kind of gets me on that is like you don't get a hold of people.
Yes, and, you pay for it anyway, though, right?
Well, if you don't get a hold of them, it's supposed to be, like, credited back to you.
Okay.
But, so, like, I've had a couple lately that, like, isn't credited back.
It's oh.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that before. I mean, I've been doing this long enough. I mean, I know it's Angie Leads now, kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List, but, you know, for the 8 years prior to you know, 7-8 months ago when it transitioned over to the Angie, it was Home Advisor, and even before that it was called Service Magic. It's the same business, it just changes ownership and name every now and then, but, and I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years that have used that particular service, and a lot of them, in fact, most of them say what you say, you know, it's good money that sometimes goes after bad leads, and they don't even answer the phone, or they're just looking for an estimate. You get a couple of credits, but at some point they cut you off. They say, well, you've had this many credits so far this month, so you're not going to get any more. I mean, it's kind of frustrating when instead of getting a refund for a bad lead, you just get another lead that doesn't always end up being any better. Now, it's a lot of time spent working to get work, and especially if you're working at, you know, the fire department, you don't want to waste your time when you're trying to do, you know, the locust-based septic. You know, you'd benefit from getting direct phone calls. In fact, what I would say is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Crackjack, you know, they all work about the same. You know, maybe the number of your competitors that get the same lead are varying there. It's a little higher with the Angie's. It's not just three or four of your competitors. It's usually six or eight of your competitors will get and pay for the exact same lead. That's why sometimes people don't answer. They already talked to one of your competitors who probably got the lead even a day before you did. But, you know, with us, your job is to answer the phone. Your calls come directly to you, and your success is our success. So we have to actually earn your business for a few months for us to break even. I'm cutting the rate in half, like I said, from $399 down to $199. So we'll spend more on our end in that first month, even if we weren't going to do a website, just to create the content to get you on that first page. Although there is no long-term contract, and we're certainly not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our costs, we know that our clients do stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. You'll certainly get more phone calls, and like I said, it's that flat rate. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
No. How long does it normally take if y'all do the website, like one-page website?
Yeah, so that's why I was asking how long your site would take. We'll do a landing page for you. It takes about 3 or 4 business days. We'll do a client interview with you. That's to get all the information that we need, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. So we'll do that, and then I will ask you to send us photos. It takes us about 3 or 4 business days to do that landing page. Like I said, a lot of our clients find that they never have to finish the site that they were working on or thinking about doing. Once your website's active, it'll stay online, even if we make changes. And not only is the initial construction of the website included, Brandon, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well at no additional cost. So you can always send us new photos of new jobs we send to you, or even videos. We can update that content. It would never cost you a penny for us to do that. And even if we're adding more content or photos or changing things around, your website will never come off the internet. It'll always be up there even as we make those changes. But, you know, like I said, our job is to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. The reporting and tracking system, you'll know when people find you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Most of the time, you're going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will also, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. You'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or trying to reach out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting. You know where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I guess what, if I, says go for it, I guess, which is have to set
well,
up the
it,
time to...
If it helps you to scale back or even shut your leads off, with the Angies, I think that was my point before. I've got clients that have a good, conversion rate with their lead-based service, but I think most business owners prefer direct phone calls. So even my clients that have some success with their lead-based service are happy to scale back on those leads. Sometimes they'll keep them paused more often or all the time, maybe cap them at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually will shut their lead service off altogether. There's no direct conflict. You don't have to stop using the Angies, but when you're getting direct phone calls, you're not going to want to pay for or chase down those leads. Now, I did see it as Locust-Based Septic and Excavating LLC. Brandon, is that exactly how you want the business to be branded, with the LLC as part of it?
I mean, I don't know if it really matters.
It does not.
LLC.
It is a personal preference, yeah. It's a personal preference whether you leave it on or not. Some people like it. Some people think it looks more professional. For me, I would always recommend leaving off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. It's not important or necessary. But the important thing is consistency. We want it to be branded the same way on all the destinations and directories that we create. But it is a personal preference if you want to leave it there or leave it off.
Yeah.
Did you want it just Locust-Based Septic and Excavating and leave off the LLC?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. And just again, to be precise, the and that I see is AND, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word, but I can change that too if you prefer the symbol.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to think how my business license is to the state. I don't remember if it's like AND or just the AND, but I'd rather just do the AND.
Yeah, I like that too because it's more eye-catching. So I'm gonna put that in there too. It's really off of that Angie's that Tara attached here. Same phone number. She found it, I think, when she was looking for a website. That's the one that's got the AND on it. But on the Google and Bing listing, on all the directories that we'll create, you know, the destinations and the website, it's going to have the and, the ampersand, the symbol. You're service-based, though, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address for us to promote for your business online, right?
Yeah, so I go straight to the customer because I got stuff scattered at three different properties.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run from the home. You know, even if you had a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Brandon, is that B-R-A-N-D-O-N?
Yeah, B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
And what is your last name, sir?
Swain, S-W-A-I-N.
Okay. And then, Brandon, when we contact you regarding your account, we'll use phone, text, and email. The phone number that I've got, the 828-713-5197, is that the number you want your customers to call, the business number?
Yes.
And then is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text and an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would be attached to that contact form. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website, too. What is a good email address for you, either personally or for your business?
B. Swain, S-W-A-I-N, 2132 at Gmail.
Mm-hmm. At Gmail. So definitely more of a personal email. Like I said, it will not show physically for someone to see, but it will be attached to that contact form. And then certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. Like I said, we'll use phone, text, and email. It's the method that's usually most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Do you, though, Brandon, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them is fine.
Okay, yeah. There's going to be maybe a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, for example, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and maybe send a text out to you. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced that cost, that it's month-to-month, that we're doing a website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, Brandon. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds right. And that's something we schedule later.
Yeah, the call back with our technician, we can do that either later on today or tomorrow. Sooner is better, of course, so we can get that content and start getting everything done for you. It'll take me about 3 minutes here to get through that voice verification. I'll do it as quick as I can without being rude. And then the other thing that I wanted to do here, and it's partly because, again, you're with the fire department, but also because of the Angies, although we've got nothing to do with them, or with their business model of selling you the same way they sell to your competitors. There's a promo code in our system. Where is it? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add. It's for someone who's spending or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Sometimes I'll take 20, maybe 30, even 50% off of that setup fee, but I know how expensive that Angie's can be. So I'm going to take 2/3 or about 66% off of that one-time setup fee. That one-time setup fee would otherwise be $299. I'm going to drop it down to $99. It's going to attach to just that first month, and then every month after that, it's going to be that flat rate of $199. Now, I've got that voice verification set up here. Like I said, though, if you've got a question, feel free to ask it at any time. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Brandon. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I've got that locust-based septic and excavating. We've left off the LLC, and the and is the symbol, not the word Andy spelled out. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Swain, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Right now? You want me to do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Brandon Swain, owner and operator.
Okay. And then Mr. Swain, as the owner and operator of Locust Bay Septic and Excavating, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, Brandon, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Swain, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Brandon, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brandon, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Brandon, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, with the subscription and the one-time setup fee reduced, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 24th of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $199. That $199 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. Brandon, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Brandon, that landing page, like I said, is included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, post it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Swain, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brandon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Brandon, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Swain, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Brandon, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
So it's my name on the card.
Is it first and last? Any middle initial?
Hang on one second. I'm driving down the road. I had to go pick up materials.
Okay.
So I can get my wallet out of my pocket.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's Brandon J. Swain.
You said J like John, right?
Yep.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, Brandon. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4046-5711-9090-6790.
And then the expiration month and year?
10 of 24.
October or 10 of 2024, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
536.
So I've got 536, 536 on the back, and 10 of 24, the expiration. Brandon, was the card itself 40, 46, 57, 11, 90, 90, 67, 90?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
121 Blue House.
And that's in Hendersonville?
Yeah, 2872.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. I know that you said you were driving, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
All right.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Brandon, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Brandon, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive a link by direct text message. You might, especially since you're out there on the road, receive the text message before you can easily access that email. But when you receive either the text or the email, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business, and I'll get you off the phone real quick here. The only other thing I need to do is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25, 30 minutes. It would get to you towards the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Looks like our next available would be 4 o'clock. There's also a 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock today. Which of those would be best for you, sir?
Is there any way we could do it tomorrow?
We can. We're a little more wide open for tomorrow. Yeah, as early as 10 or as late as 6, and it looks like there is just about at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something around 10 or later on, 6 o'clock, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, 10 should be fine.
Okay. In this case, it's going to be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. Like I said, the call will get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour. It's a one-hour window for about a half-hour phone call. At 9 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then in just about a minute here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. It's going to your email. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You don't have to respond to it, although many do, and there's no problem if you do. But like I said, it's really just more for your records there. Now, Brandon, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay. The text should go right where we want it to go. The email's got the invoice below it, and then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. But if you click on that, it should open up to where you're already looking if it's the right text message. Sometimes that welcome text gets sent out right away as well. But the Local Splash terms of experience, beginning with the services we'll be providing, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I missed that last part.
So if you're looking at that text message on the left-hand side, it should list the services that we're providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. I just wanted to make sure that you're looking at the right text, as sometimes the welcome text and email gets sent out right away as well. But are you looking at the one that's got Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top of it?
It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent your copy of your invoice.
Mm-hmm. Is there on that a click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yeah, click here to accept the subscription
terms. Gotcha. Yeah, so if you click on the click here, that opens up the terms of experience. Again, everything we went over in the voice verification. We're going to optimize your Google listing, the main focus of just about everyone, but we'll also mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engines, so you can get those calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page, that's your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We need you to click on that box. Now, in the longer box below that line, there's an arrow pointing towards the longer box, and it's going to say, click here to type in your name as seen above. You can either copy and paste it or type it in. It is case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. If you are typing it in, the BJ and S are all capitalized, but no period after the J, just a space between and before and after the J. But once you've got your name as it appears, click the confirm signature box. Now, Mr. Swain, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced your setup fee as well as your subscription, that we're including the website, etc. On a business end for us as well, it allows us to send out the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It looks like you're one step ahead of me. Is it asking you for a username and password at this point?
Yes.
Okay. I can give you the username, but there's no password. In fact, you don't need it right now. It's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Of course, we need to do that client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. In about 2 days, once your tracking system is active, you'll officially get by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change that password if you like. Some people never do, and either way, it's fine. But the username is already created, and you cannot change it, but it is easy for you to remember. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the numbers, 828-713-5197. That's your username. Like I said, you'll get that password once your tracking system is active. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please, if you will, include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing, and then we can email it out or forward it to the right department. That's the catch-all for anything and everything, even photos you can send there. But when they do that client interview tomorrow morning, they'll officially give you the photos. That's with an S at the end of it, photos@localsplash.com. That's the direct email for the photos department. But we'll cover all of that in that follow-up call tomorrow in that 9 o'clock hour. Other than that, though, I wanted to be first to say, welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, get a website, get your phone ringing. If it helps you to stop paying for or at least scale back on the Angie leads and all that headache and hassle and expense, you know, I'm happy to do that for you. But it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving me that follow-up call in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, Mr. Swain. You take care, sir. You have a good one.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.